Welcome to Panthers.com. Greg Brannon, Mike Kraft. Today we roll out a brand new feature on Panthers.com. We call it Self-Scout. Going to be here on the touchscreen. And Mike, I know all season long, you watch Coach, you watch Eugene get on this thing, and you were dying to get on the touchscreen.
I have to admit, GB, I was sneaking in after hours. It's such a great toy.
All right. Well, before we get on the toy, what is self-scouting? What is that all about? Because it's something that NFL teams do this time of the year.
Well, it's good because it's a great way to wrap up the season. One thing you want to do is go back and take a look at every single play during the season. Look at what you did well, what you didn't do so well, and try to improve the bad plays and make sure your good plays help you head towards next season.
Well, if I'm GM Dave Gettleman, head coach Ron Rivera, if I'm self-scouting, I'm starting with the number one position with a guy who wears number one, and that's quarterback Cam Newton.
Well, with good reason, because we know the direction of this franchise is built around the talents of Cam Newton. But one thing we see as we look inside the film is that Cam Newton is becoming a great decision maker, and especially when it comes to moving the chains on third down like we see here.
Well, let me set the stage. This is at New Orleans, final game of the regular season. It's the first quarter. It's a third and six, and for a quarterback, if he's going to be successful in the NFL, these third and mediums, it's critical that he's able to execute.
No doubt, and the Panthers have a great concept here. What you're going to see them run is a double squaring by both outside receivers. Now, in the middle, Greg Olsen is going to run a splitter. And this is a great play against two high safeties because you see one safety there and you see one safety here. Now, normally in this type of defense, the sweet spot for the offense is right here in this void. But one thing that the Saints are going to do is they're going to cover up Olsen's seam route by playing what's called a Tampa 2, where the middle linebacker drops back into the middle to take away that route. Now, let's play it a little bit here, and you'll see what happens. As Olsen goes through, there's LaFell breaking into the middle for the catch. Now, stop it right here on the end zone version just to show you another angle. There's Olsen's seam route. Here's a linebacker dropping back into coverage. Remember, that's going to create the void. Now, watch Cam Newton eye this thing down and come up with a big completion and a first down. There he is, sits in, hits LaFell, good catch, run after the catch for the first down. And GB, that's so important when it comes to moving the chains, getting on the board, and helping your offense stay on the field.
So when you talk about the maturation of the quarterback, and this was, you know, the end of Cam's second year, are these the kind of things that you want to see? Not just the raw talent, the ability to run, the ability to make throws, but maybe more importantly, the ability to read the defenses?
I tell you, one thing that the hardest thing for a young quarterback to do is realize what the defense is taking away, take what the defense is giving them, and live to play another day.
So that is what self-scouting is all about. We'll continue it. Next time, we're going to talk about disciplined aggression.
Hey, gotta have it.
Curious to see what that one's all about. Thanks for joining us for Self-Scouting.